All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf, we have a beautiful daf ahead of us today. Today's daf is Lamed Hey, a lot to do today. We are starting from the Mishnah on Lamed Hey, four lines down from the bottom. So we'll say our shir this morning is dedicated by Sarah and Dayal Steinberg as a zechus for the refuah shlema of Shulamis Bas Susho. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, she together with Kol Chole Yisrael have a complete and enduring refuah. So let's begin. Mashpia ani aleichem Mishnah. Mashpia ani aleichem lo savo v'sayiduni. Sha'amar ish ploni li'itein limasayim zuz v'lo nasan. So we'll say an interesting case. I go over to witnesses and I say to witnesses, swear, right? Come and testify on my behalf that Reuven was going to give me $1,000, but he never did so. Right, he promised he was going to give me $1,000, but he didn't come through. And I'm going to say, what happened? So remember, all of these cases play out the same way, which is ultimately, again, the witnesses swear that nothing like this ever happened, but in fact, ultimately, again, it did happen. So meaning they lied. So we'll say, what's the halach over here? Hare elu peturim. Ultimately, again, these witnesses are potter. Why? Shein chayavin ela al tviyas mamukim because. Because they're both saying, remember again, a witness is only chay for shvua sa'idus when? When I both say he had testimony that would have entitled me to collect money. The fact that Reuven promised to give me $1,000 and never delivered the money does not create a binding promise upon Reuven. Okay, Reuven, you should always keep your word. So Reuven says he's going to give me $1,000, but he didn't give me $1,000. Okay, it doesn't create the binding obligation upon him. So here, the testimony of the witnesses would not have entitled me to collect anything. Because it would not have entitled me to collect anything, therefore, by definition, they are not chay for shvua sa'idos. Mashpiani alechem kishetedili eidosh et havavataiduni. So we'll say, what happens? I go over to witnesses, I see witnesses, A and B. Swear to me, or I adjure you, that when you know testimony, you will come and testify on my behalf. And I'm going to say, what happens? They swear, ultimately, again, they swear that they have no testimony or they won't have any testimony. What happens? And it turns out that it's false. They do no testimony. They're potter. Why? Because the shvua sa'idus works is that the eidos, the knowledge, the testimony, has to precede the shvua. In this case over here, the shvua came before the testimony. Next. Amar Beis HaKnesses va'amar, was I stand up in front of the shul, meaning in this case Beis HaKnesses is referring to a group of people, va'amar, and he says, Mashpia ani aleichem, shim atem yodim li'edos shatavo v'tayiduni. So let's listen to this case. I stand up in front of the shul, and I say to the entire shul, right, if any of you know testimony, come and testify on my behalf. So we'll say, what happens? Let's say the shul as a whole takes the shul and ultimately says, we don't know any eidos on your behalf. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Hare elu p'turin. Ultimately, they're potter. Why? Achi miskavinam. Because we'll both say, shvua sa'eidos is only effective if it's targeted. Bless you. If it's targeted, it has to be targeted ultimately again to two witnesses, not to a general group. Amar l'shnayim, mashpiyani aleichem, ish ploni uploni. So if I go over to two people and I say, I hereby adjure you, ish ploni uploni, shematem yodim li'edu shetavavataiduni, that if you know any testimony on my behalf, that you will come and testify on my behalf, to which the Gemara says, shvua she'in anu yodim l'cha edus, v'hein yodim edus, aid me pi aid, oshaya echamem karav apostle. Now, so let's say it turns out that one of them does know testimony, but he doesn't know the testimony firsthand. He knows it, aid me pi aid. The Rishon says aid me pi aid means he knows it from another party, or one of the two people happens to be a karav or a apostle. What is the halacha? Hare elu peturin. Ultimately, again, they are potter. Why? I both say because since one of them effectively is not a proper aid, either because the testimony he has is not firsthand, or because he is a karov or a apostle, ultimately, again, they are not subject to shavua sa'idos. Shalach biad avdo. Oh, sha'amar la, excuse me. Shalach biad avdo. Oh, sha'amar la manitva, mashpia ani aleichem, shim atem yodim lo edus sheta vovetaidu. Hare elu p'turim. Both listen to this case. Let's say I send my servant to adjure the witnesses, or the person who I am claiming owes me money makes the witnesses swear, and he says, swear if you know any, I hereby minister a shvua. If you know any edus on behalf of Silber, I will say they take the shvua and it turns out that they're lying. Pturin, ultimately they're pater. Why? Actually, shouldn't be atavir. Because we will say shvua sa'edos is only when the claimant administers the oath. But if the oath is administered by any other interested party, let me say again, that is not called shvua sa'edos. Vose says in our Tanna Rabbanan. Mashiach Vose, now the Gemara is just going to quote a Braisa, which essentially goes through each and every case of the Mishnah, but explaining it a little bit more in greater depth. Tanna Rabbanan. Mashbi ani alechem im lo ta vo'u vita iduni, sha'amar ish poni litin li masayim zuz v'lo nasan. So Vose, this is the first case of the Mishnah. I go over to witnesses, and I say to witnesses, I hereby administer an oath upon you. If you do not come to Beis Din and testify on my behalf, that Reuven promised that he was going to give me $1,000, and he didn't do so. So let's say they go ahead and they swear we don't know any testimony about this, but in fact, they do know testimony. They heard Reuven say this. They're still potter. What's the halacha? Tamar lomar, techata, techata, l'gzir shava. Ne'emar, kan techata. Bosei, it says, Zerim ha-shvua, se'idus techata. Ve'emar, la'alon, it says, ha-shvua, sa'pikadon. Bosei, this is what we spent our time yesterday on. It's ha-shvua, sa'pikadon, techata. Ma'al, la'alon, bet'fias, mamon, v'yishlo. So both say, we learn from the Gzir Shav of Techata, that's what? That the only time you're chai for Shua Se'edus, so both say, is when there is an actual claim, a present monetary claim. I claim that Reuven owes me money, and he has the money, he owes it to me, and Lamaisa, the witness, is no testimony about that. But I both say, in this kind of case, where I am claiming that Reuven made a promise to give me something, but there's no actual solid claim right now, that's not subject to Shvua Sa'edus. Next, Mashbia ani aleichem kishetedu le'edus. Bosei, if I say to the witnesses, I hereby adjure you that you will come and testify on my behalf when you know testimony. Now, right now, they know no testimony. But when you do know testimony, you'll come and testify on my behalf. So Bosei, the Mishnah said their partner for that. Tanu Rabbanan. Mashbia ani aleichem kishetedu le'edus tavavataiduni. I hereby adjure you that when you know testimony, you will come and testify on my behalf. Yachol yuchayavin. I might have thought that witnesses would be chayav for such a shvua. Tamud lomar, v'shama kol Allah, v'hu eid. They will hear a voice, right? V'shama kol Allah, v'hu eid. O ra'a, o yada. What do you see from here? Misha kidma eidos l'shvua. We see shvua sa'idos only applies in a case where the eidos comes before the shvua. V'lo shekidma shvua l'eidos. Rabbosai, not if the oath comes before the testimony. In this case over here, the oath is being administered even before what? Even before the witnesses know any kind of testimony. Therefore, not subject to Shvua Sa'idus. Amad bebeisak nesis v'arim ashbiyani ani aleichem. I stand in front of the shul and I say, I hereby adjure anyone who knows testimony on my behalf. Amar Shvuel, afilu eid b'neihem, eid b'neihem. So Shvuel says, even if the actual witnesses are standing in the shul at that time, this is still not Shvua Sa'idus. So the Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious. Lo tzvicha dekai ilu yohu. We'll say, what's the case? The case is where I'm standing right next to the witnesses. Mao de tema, what would I have thought? Kiman de amr luhu dami. Amr of Thoth Rabbo said that if they're standing right there, it's as if what? It's as if I'm speaking directly to them. Kamash Rabbo said that unless I specifically identify the witnesses to whom I am speaking, this is not a Shvua Sa'idus. Taina Me'achir, writes that supports this. If I see a group of people standing together, and the witnesses are amongst that group, and I say to them, and I say to the group, I hereby adjure you, if any of you know testimony on my behalf, that you will come and testify on my behalf. Yachol yuchayovin. I might have thought that the members of the group who are edim would be chayiv. Tamud lomar v'hu eid v'hari lo yichayid eidav. Rabbosai, ultimately we see from here that what? Shua sa'idus only applies to what, Rabbosai? If I specify or identify the specific group of witnesses whom I am talking to. But if I'm talking to a large group and the witnesses happen to be part of that larger group, Shua sa'idus does not apply. Yachol afilu amar kala omdin. What if I specify the group in its entirety? So the idea over here is Shvua Sa'idus could only apply to a case where I identify a specific group. Now, I can identify a large group if I so choose, that's fine. but I can't speak in generalities to a group and adjure them al shvuas edus. In other words, in order for shvuas edus to work, there has to be a specific population or a specific individuals who are identified. Amar l'shnayim mashbiya ani aleichem. If I say to two people, I hereby adjure you, tan rabbanon. Amar l'shnayim mashbiya ani aleichem. Ploni uploni matim yodim edus shetavo v'taiduni. Veheim yodim lo edus edmi pied. Oshahaya echamem karav apostle. Yachol yuchayam. So let's listen to this. I go over to two people and I say, I hereby impose a shvuah upon you if you know any edus on my behalf. And Rabbos say, one of them knows, or for that matter, both of them know. But one of them knows, but the other one only knows secondhand, or one of them happens to be a karov or a pasul. How do I know that Rabbos say even when they take the shvua, they are not chayiv, since they are not fit to be a testimonial unit? Tavod lomar imlo yagid v'nasa avono. If Rabbos say the Torah says, if the witness is knows testimony and does not say anything, he will bear his iniquity. Beruuyin lahagada kasa medaber. But say the only time that witnesses are chayiv for a false shvua seidus rabosai is when they had proper testimony and failed to share that testimony. Shalach biadav, though, if I summon the witnesses through my eved, through my servant, also they're not chayiv. Tan rabbanon, shilach biadav, though, if I summon the witnesses to testify through my servant, O shamar lemanitva, mashbi'ani aleichem shim atem yodim lo edus shetavo v'taidu. Or Rabbi will say, for that matter, I'm claiming Reuven owes me money. And Reuven tells the witnesses, if you know testimony on behalf of silver, I impose a shavua upon you. Yachu yuchayavin, I'm not afraid that the witnesses should be chayiv tamalomar im lo yogid v'nasa avono. My tamud, Rabbi will say, so what's the drasha there? I'm Rabbi Lazar, im lo yogid ksiv, im lo yogid v'nasa avono. V'imla'achar lo yagid pater. So we'll say, listen to this. The way that we dive in is, imlo lo yagid. We'll say, it is only if the witnesses fail to go ahead and share their testimony with the one whom their testimony benefits. That's when there is a false shvua sa'idus. But failure to share testimony with some other interested party is not a violation of the shvua sa'idus. So again, it is only if they fail to share their testimony with the one who is benefited, or the one who benefits from their testimony. But failure to share that testimony with anyone else does not result in a violation of the shvua sa'idus. Good. There was a Mishnah. Mashbi'ani ani aleichem. So we'll say, now, this Mishnah deals with different lashonos of shavuos, different verbiage for shavuos. So, for example, mashbi'ani ani aleichem. Let's say I go ahead and I say to witnesses, I hereby administer a shavu upon you. Or, mitzave ani aleichem, I hereby command upon you. Osarchem ani, I hereby go ahead and put an isir upon you. Hare'ilu chayavim. Rabbi says, we'll see in the Gemara, these are all the shonos of shavuah. These are all different verbiages that mean shvua. Hare elu chayavin. Bashamayim uva'aretz. If I go and I minister an oath to them again. Now what this means, we'll see. Bashamayim is by the heaven and earth. Hare elu p'turin. I will say they are pater. Again, we'll see in the Gemara what this means. Be'alif dalid. Be'yud hei. So we'll say now we're going to talk about different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are ultimately used to administer the oath. Aleph dalid, which seems to be again the first two letters of the name Adoshem. Right? Aleph dalid. Or yud hei, the first two letters of yud hei and then vav hei, bishakai, bitzvaos, bichanun v'rachum, be'erech apayim, b'rav chesed, b'chola kinuyin. So we'll say, in other words, if you use any of the descriptive names for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hare elu chayavim. So we'll say, if somebody takes a shvua with any of these descriptive names, ultimately, and it's a false shvua, they're chayiv for a false shvua. Hamakala b'kulan chayiv. Similar, we'll say, if you go ahead and you curse with any of these names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or any of these descriptive names. Now, this is talking about somebody who blasphemes God. Somebody who curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu with any of these descriptive names of God is also going to be chayiv. The Chum, the Rebbe Meir, Chum Pochen, the Chum say, no, you're Pater. So again, we'll see this in the Gemara. V'hamekalal aviv v'imo b'kulon, chayiv, the Rebbe Meir. Similar, Rebbe Meir says, if you curse your parents with any of these descriptive names, you will also be chayiv. We will say first wide line, Lamed Heim and Aleph, Chacham Poch, Nechamos, say your pater. Hamakala Atzmo Vechavera Bekulon, if somebody curses himself, or somebody curses his friend with any of these names, over below Sase, he goes there and he violates a prohibition. Yakicha Hashem Elokim v'chein Yakicha Elokim zoi ala haksuva b'Torah. We'll say similarly, if he goes in and he says, Yakicha Hashem Elokim, Kadosh Baruch Hu should strike you. V'chein Yakicha Elokim, God should strike you. This is the curse written in the Torah. Now we'll say, now what does this mean? If you look at Rashi, so Rashi says, Zohi Allah, im amar le'edim echa bina mikros, shebeklolos, Yakicha Hashem b'shachabes, im lo se dina. So we'll say, this is by the Tochacha. These things by the Tochacha. So we'll say, if I say to witnesses, if you know testimony, and you don't testify on my behalf, Yakicha Hashem, God should strike you. Essentially, I adjure him with, or them, with the psukim of the tochacha, the psukim of the curses. So Rabbi say, this is an effective shvuah sa'idus. This is an effective shvuah sa'idus. Similarly, Rabbi say, al yakicha v'yivarechacha v'yitiv lecha. We'll say, if I phrase the shvuah in the positive, if you testify on my behalf, God should not strike you, but should bless you. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, Rabbi Meir says this is an effective shvua, and the Chachamim say it is not an effective shvua ispater. So we'll say now we're going to go through these types of shvuas. Mashpi'ani aleichem, my kamar. I'm Rabbi Yudachi kamar. This is what it means to say. Mashpi'ani aleichem b'shvua ha'amura b'Torah. So this is what it means is, I adjure you with the shvua written in the Torah. Or, mitzava ani aleichem b'tzava ha'amura b'Torah. Or, I command you regarding the command that is written in the Torah. Or, osarchem ani b'isra amur b'Torah. I asser you with the isra that is written in the Torah. So we'll say all of these different types of verbiage all work for a shvua sa'idus. Amar le Abaye, elahadu tani Rabbi Chiya, kovalchem ani hare elu chayavim. So we'll say, what about the lashon of kovalchem? Now, kovalchem literally means, I bind you. So what does it mean, I bind you? So the Gemara says, koval baraisa miksiv, elam Rabbi Hochi kamar, mashpi ani aleichem b'shvua, mitzav ani aleichem b'shvua. What it means is, I go ahead and I adjure you, right? I command you regarding a shvua. Osarchem ani b'shvua. I asser you with a shvua. Kovalchem ani b'shvua. I bind you with a shvua. So we'll say any of these types of wordings work ultimately again for a shvua sa'idus. Ba'alif dalid biyud hei bishakai b'tzvakos b'chanu v'racham b'erachapayim lememra. T'chanu v'racham she'emos nimer b'osei. So is this to say that Chanun v'Rachum Rabbi will say are names of God? Or many will ask a question, because we'll say, it sounds like over here, that if, according to the Mishnah, that if I go ahead and I adjure the witnesses with Chanun and Rachum, I say, by Chanun and Rachum, if you don't testify on my behalf, we'll say, that sounds like, that is a proper Shavua Sa'idus. Is that true? Or minu, Yesh Shemos Shenim Chakim, V'yesh Shemos Sha'inim Chakim. Well, this is actually very interesting. There are some names of God which can be erased, some which cannot be erased. Eluhein Shemos Sha'inim Chakim. It will say these are the names which cannot be erased. What are they? Kigon Kel, Elokecha, Elokim, Elokechem, Eheye Asher Eheye, Aleph Dalid, Yud Hei, Shakai, Tzvakos. Hare elu einim chakim. I will say these are all the names which cannot be erased. Avol hagadol hagibar hanora haadir hachaza kaamitz haizos chanun rachum erech apayin rechesed hare elu einim chakim. So we'll say, what are all of these names? These are not names of God. Rather, what are these? What are these descriptions? Right. These are descriptions. So they are. So the descriptions ultimately again. Adjectives, right? The descriptions ultimately can be erased. They can be erased because they are not names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Abaye, so we'll say, so what do you see from here? From the Mishnah, it sounds like Chanun V'Rachum is a real name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That ultimately, again, if you swear by Chanun V'Rachum, sounds like it's a proper Shavuah Sa'idus. Yet here we're saying, Chanun V'Rachum are names which can be erased. So which one is it? Amar Abaye, Masnisin B'mishehu Chanun Amud Beis Rav Osai, B'mishehu Rachum Kamar. What it means to say is as follows. The way it's worded in the Mishnah is, I swear, b'mishehu rachum, b'mishehu chanun. I swear by the one who is rachum, who is chanun. So we'll say, in this case over here, I'm swearing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just happen to be attaching a description. But it's that word, b'mi. I'm swearing by the one. So by the one, ultimately, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omalei Rava. So Rava says, if that's the case, ihaki, b'shamayim uva'aretz nami. We'll say if that's the case, and even when you swear by Shemaim Uva'aretz, I should interpret that to mean what? I swear by the one whom the heaven and earth belongs to. We'll say, if that's the case, then Lamaisa again, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yet the Mishnah said, if you swear b'shamayim uva'aretz, we'll say, you are potter. So the Mishnah says, I'll tell you the difference. Hachi ashta, some kevun deleka, midi achrina deikri chanav rachum, vada mishu chanav rachum. So vada b'mishu hu chanun. Vaday b'mishu rachum kamar. We'll say, when it comes to rachum and chanun, which we know are objective, definite, or descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when you swear b'mishu rachum and chanun, it is clear that you are swearing by God. Hacha, kevan de'ika shamayim v'aretz, b'shamayim v'aretz kamar. We'll say, heaven and earth do not automatically describe God. What the Gemara is saying is as follows. When you use the words chanun v'rachum, and you attach a me to it, so it is clear that you are speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there is no other entity in this universe which is referred to as chanun v'rachum. However, when you refer to shamayim v'aretz, when you refer to shamayim v'aretz, then what? Those are independent entities. Therefore, by definition, it is not automatically assumed that it is a reference to God. Rather, again, it could be assumed that it's a reference to shamayim v'aretz. To swear by the heavens and earth, Rabbi Osai, is not an effective shvua. Good. Tana Rabbanan. So we'll say now we're going to spend a little bit of time speaking about these shemos.
Amen.
So we'll see, these actually very interesting cases. Turn around, Bonan. Kos of Aleph Lamed Me'elokim. If a person writes the Aleph and the Lamed from Elokim, or Yud, Yud Hey, Me'ashem from Yud Kei Vav Kei, Harei Ze Eino Nimchak. So we'll say, once you go out and you write the Aleph Lamed of Elokim, or the Yud and Hey from Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can't erase those. Rabbi Osai, makes sense. Why? Because even though those are just partial names, those are already names in and of themselves. Aleph Lamed is Kel, Yud Hey is still the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once you write it, even though again it's only a partial name, you already can't write it. Shin Dalet Mi Shakai, but if you write Shin Dalet from Shakai, or Aleph Dalet Me Ado Noi, or Sadik Beis Mi Tzvakos, Harei Ze Nimchak. Jose, if you wrote these partial names, then because these partial names are not really independent names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can be erased. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzvakos Kulo Nimchak. Rabbi Yossi says, even the full word Tzvakos can be erased. Why? Shelo Nikra Tzvakos Ela Al Shem Yisrael. Because he says Tzvakos does not apply, or say Tzvaos is not a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather what? It's a reference to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, Votzeisies Sivosai Es Ami B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. By the way, Ashkach HaPratis, we begin Parsha Shmos, right? We begin Shibun Mitzrayim. So again, you see that the way the word Sivosai is used as a reference ultimately to Klal Yisrael, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amr Shmuel, Bosei, first wide line, Amr Shmuel, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel says, Bosei, that what? The Halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi. Which Bosei means what? That you cannot erase Tzvakos. Tzvakos is in fact a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tan Rabbanam. This is actually another very interesting Gemara. Kalatafel l'shem beim alafanav beim alachar of hariz and nimchak. It will say anything, any prefix or suffix that is before or after the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be erased. What does this mean? For example, l'fanav ketzad. What's the examples of the prefixes to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bahashem beiz nimchak. So if it's Bahashem, the beiz can be erased. Vahashem vav nimchak. Mei Hashem, Mem Nimchak, She Hashem, Shin Nimchak, Ha Hashem, Hei Nimchak, Ki Hashem, Kaf Nimchak. So we'll say any prefix ultimately again could be erased. La'achar of Ketzer, we'll say, what's the example of a suffix? Elokeinu, Nu Nimchak. So we'll say by Elokeinu, so ultimately again the Nun Vav could be erased. Elokehem, Hei Mem Nimchak, Elokechem, Chaf Mem Nimchak. So we'll say Achirim Omrim, the Achirim say, La'achar of Eino Nimchak. So we'll say the Achirim say, no, the prefix you can go ahead and you can erase. The suffix you cannot. Why? Shekvar Kitchu Hashem. Because we'll say, interestingly enough, whatever appears after the Shem Hashem has already been sanctified, has already been consecrated. Amrav Huna, Halacha Ke'achirim. Ultimately, again, the halacha follows the achirim. We'll say, namely, again, you could go ahead and you could erase the prefix. but you can't erase the suffix of the Shem Hashem. We'll say once it's that once it follows the Shem Hashem, by definition it has been consecrated. Beautiful. Kol Shemos Hamurim B'Torah. Babra, so we'll say now we're going to get into, I promised you a little bit of Agarato. A little bit of Agarato. Today I'm going to deliver. Kol Shemos Hamurim B'Torah Babra. Kodesh. We'll say wherever you see the word Adonai by Avram Avinu, it always refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz mizeh, shucho, with one exception, where the word Adonai does not refer to God, but rather again refers to man. Where is that pasuk? Shnei emar, vayomer Hashem, vayomer Adonai, im no matzasichin be'inecha. So we'll say, remember again, this is in Parshas Vayira, so where Avraham Avinu was waiting outside the tent for hachnasas orchim, and the three men show up. So we'll say, so the pasuk is, vayomer Adonai, im no matzasichin be'inecha, al na tavar me'alavdecha. So Avraham Avinu says to one of the three men, right, please don't leave. Please come into my tent. So the Gemara says, wherever you see the word Adoshem by Avraham Avinu refers to God, except here, Adonai doesn't refer to God. Rather, Adonai refers to what? My master. Refers to a human being. Chanina ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Mishum, Rabbi Elazar Amodi Amru, Af Zeh Kodesh. There's a disagreement. Others say no. This Adoshem is also referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, so actually, if you think about it, by the way, it is a fundamental machlokis how to read the pasuk. Avraham Avinu says, "Vayomer Adonai, im nomas hasichim beinecha al natar med." If I found favor in your eyes, please don't leave me. So the first opinion says that Adonai is not referring to God; it's referring again to the people that Avraham Avinu is talking to. Please, if I found favor in your eyes, please come into my tent. Other opinion says, no, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi say, watch this. So, Kiman Ozla, Hadar Mevihu Damarav. So, Rabbi say, in accordance with whose opinion is the following statement, Gedola Hachnasas Archim Yosef Mekabalas Pnei Ashkina. Rabbi say, listen to this. If you interpret, ultimately, again, the Adonai in this pasuk is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we come out with an incredible principle, which is what Rabbi say, that Hachnasas Archim is even greater. Hospitality is even greater than being makabel the Shechina. But say, where did we learn that from? If you hold that the Adonai in this pasuk is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what Avraham Avinu is saying is as follows. Vayomer, Avraham Avinu says to God, Im no matzasichin be'inecho, al na ta'avar me'al yadech avdecho. Which also means, what was Avraham Avinu saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What was he saying? Ribono shel Olam, wait here for a moment. I gotta go. Right, there's an opportunity to be machnis archim, so I'm going to ask you to wait here for a little bit. Let me go take care of hachnasas archim. Let me welcome in these guests, and I will come back to you as soon as I am done. We'll say, see, if you understand that the Adonai in this pasuk is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition we emerge with a profound principle, which is that hachnasas archim is even greater than kabbalas b'nei Ashkina, even greater than receiving the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Incredible. Kol shemos hamurim belot, chol, so Shukodesh, we'll say in general, whenever we see the word Ado and then Noi by Lot, generally again it always refers to people, with one exception where it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem, Arvayomer Lot Aleihem, Al No Ado Noi. Hine No Masa Abduchachin Be'inecha. So we'll say ultimately again, with the exception of this pasuk, where Lot ultimately is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishiyesh biyodo lahamis ulahachios ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So remember again, what Lot is saying over here is this is when the Lot is being saved from stone. And he asks to go ahead and flee to a relatively unknown city. So the Adoshem that's mentioned over here in the Pasuk ultimately again is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. Kol shemos hamurim b'navos kodesh. We'll say anytime that the word Adonai is mentioned by Navos, it is Kodesh, but by Micha, it is Chol. We'll say, remember again, who is Navos and Micha? Navos is in the story of Achav. Achav, remember again, who was an incredible Avodah Zarah, Melech Yisrael. So remember, the story is that Achav wanted the vineyard of Navos. Navos wouldn't sell. So Achav's wife, Izebel, concocts an entire story that says that Navos cursed Kodesh Baruch Hu, cursed the king. As a result, he's marred by Malchus, he's executed. When you are executed for rebelling against the crown, your property is seized by the king. This was her plan to allow her husband ultimately again to go ahead and get the vineyard. So that's Avos. Micha Rabosai was an individual who was an Obed Avodah Zarah within Klal Yisrael. So what happens? Anytime it says Adonai by Micha Rabosai, that's a reference to Avodah Zarah. Whenever it says that by Navos, it's a reference to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Lezer Omer, the Navos Kodesh. So Rabbi Lezer says, no, by Navos, anytime it's mentioned, ultimately it's Kodesh, correct? By Micha, Yesh Men Chav Yesh Men Kodesh. There are sometimes that Adonai is Hashem, and sometimes that it's Chol. To which the Gemara says, Yesh Men Kodesh. Aleph Lamed Chol, Yud Hei Kodesh. Whenever it uses Aleph Lamed, which Rabbi says Elohim, ultimately again, or I should say Elohim, that's a reference to Avodah Zarah. But anytime it says Yud Hey and then Vav Hey, that's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Chutz Mizeh, Shalef Lamitu V'Kodesh. With one exception, what's the one exception? V'cho Yimei Hayos Beis HaElokim B'Shiloh. Fine, because we'll say, since that's a reference to the house of God in Shiloh, therefore again, that's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Shemos HaAmurim B'Givas B'Nyamin. We'll say any time that the name of God is used in reference to the story of Givas Binyamin. We'll say, what story of Givas Binyamin? This is the episode of Pilegesh Begiva. So we'll say, this is a very dramatic story where there was a man who was traveling with his family through the tribal area of Binyamin. He gets into a fight with his Pilegesh, with his concubine. He kicks her out of the house. To make a very long story short, she is abused by the men of Binyamin that entire night, and she dies the following morning. The husband, who is outraged, cuts her body up into 12 pieces, sends it out to all of the Shvatim, and invites them all to visit punishment upon Shevet Binyamin. Everybody is outraged by the immoral act of Binyamin. They all band together to go to war against Binyamin, and Shevet Binyamin is almost virtually wiped out. So as I said, says the Gemara, any time that there are shame was written in the episode of Givas Binyamin, Rabbi Lazar Omer Chol, Rabbi Shomer Kodesh. Amar Rabbi Lazar, v'chi maftiach ve'ino osa. Could it be, because Rabbi Lazar says, it has to be Chol, because could it be ultimately, again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises and doesn't deliver? Now, what is this a reference to? So this is a reference to the fact that at first, when the joint armies of the Shvatim went out to war against Binyamin, so they lost. So could it be that they're consulting HaKadosh Baruch when God doesn't deliver? Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mashiftiach Asa, Vehem lo bichanu im linsoach im lo linaseach. So this is very interesting. The Shvatim actually consulted God, should we go out to war? What they didn't ask is, will we be successful or not be successful? So in the first couple of battles, they were unsuccessful. Ultimately, again, by the third time around, they not only consult, should we go to war, but will we be successful? And ultimately, again, Bachrona Shevichnu Hiskimo Ayadan Shneemar Upinchas Ben Avaza Ben Aaron Hakohen Omei Lafana Bayamim Ahem Leimar Haosif Od Latzeis Melchama Im Bnei Binyamin Achi Im Echdal. So let's say it's only the third time, ultimately, again, where they consult the Urim and the Tumim, and they ask specifically, not only should we go out, but what? Will we be successful? And we'll say, in that last time, ultimately, again, they are successful against Binyamin. Kol Shlomo Ha'amur Mashir Ashirim Kodesh. So we'll say, ultimately, this is amazing. Anytime it says Shlomo in Shir HaShirim, it is not a reference to Shlomo HaMelech. Rather, who is it a reference to? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lemi Shashalom Shalom. It's a reference to He whom all Shalom belongs to. And Rabbi say, that is a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chutz Mizeh, with one exception, one pasuk, Rabbi say, where Shlomo refers to Shlomo, Karmi Shali Lefanai, Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. So we'll say, except the pasuk that says, my vineyard is before me, Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, which we'll say means 1,000 belong to you, Shlomo. Shlomo Lididei, Umasayim Lenotrim Espirio. So we'll say, this refers to Shlomo himself, Umasayim Lenotrim Espirio, and 200 to the ones who go ahead and guard the fruit. We'll say that refers to the Rabbanon. So we'll say, so what is this referring to? Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Umasayim Lenotrim Espirio, the Rabbanon, Hinichim V'yasku V'torah Echam Ishisho. So let's listen to this. As we'll see in just a moment, Halef L'Chashlom means, for every thousand that Shlomo HaMelech conscripted into the army, he left 200 learning in the yeshivos. The Shlomo Melech always ensured that there was never more than a sixth of the population which was conscripted for the service of the army, that there was always some significant population, seventh of the population, who was able to devote themselves to the learning of Torah. The Yeshomrim Afzechol. Others say that this name of Shlomo is also a reference to Shlomo Melech himself, not a reference to God. Hinei mitaso shel Shlomo shishim. We'll say again, this is a reference, ultimately, again, the Pasuk says, the bed of Shlomo was surrounded by the 60 of his strongest soldiers. So we'll say, Rashi points out over here, why does Shlomo Melech surround his bed by his soldiers? Rashi says over here, chol shaya nivas me'ashmedai. Remember again, we saw this in our Maseches Gittin days, that Shlomo Melech has an incredible exchange with Ashmedai, the king of Shadim, and this left an incredible mark on him for the rest of his life, to the point that he was, remember again, this is when Ashmedai deposed him, and Ashmedai assumed Shlomo Melech's form and paraded himself as the king and did an incredible amount of damage during that time. Shlomo Melech spends the rest of his life living in fear of being deposed once again by Ashmedai. Af zeh velomi boyheich, elo hadam Shmuel, malchusa dekatlo, chad mishisa ba'am, elo ma'ansha. Yet Shmuel said, Abose, that what? A government, Abose means literally who kills more than once, a sixth of its population is not held accountable. Abose, it doesn't mean it killed over here. What it means is, Rashi says over here, dekatlo chad mishisa ba'angariya davodas ha'melech. A government or a kingdom, a monarchy, that conscripts one sixth of its population is not held, meaning it's okay. To conscript up to one sixth of your population is okay. Where do we know this from? Shenemar, Karmi Sheli Lefonai. My vineyard is before me. Ha'alef Lecha Shlomo. 1,000 are to you, Shlomo. Lemachusa Drakia. Umasayim Lenochim Esperio. L'malchusa da'ara. Suppose I see, the point that Gemara is making over here from this pasuk is, you see from here again this contrast between 1,000 and 200, that ultimately again, as long you can conscript some significant amount of the population for the service of the king, as long as some smaller amount is left over, ultimately again to devote themselves to matters of spirituality. Shmuel, lo kitanakama v'lo kishomrim. The problem is that Shmuel, both say the opinion of Shmuel is not like the Tanakama, nor is it like the Yishomrim. And Lachi Gomer, this is what it means to say the Yishomrim Zeko, Desh Bless You. Others say that even this name is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'zeucho, and which is the one which refers to Shlomo himself, Dimitaso, Ushmuel the Amar Ki Yishomrim, and Shmuel ultimately holds like the Yishomrim. Fine. We'll say whenever it speaks about the king in Sefer Dinei Rabosai, that is always chol. That is always referring to a human king. Rabosai, similarly, which human king? Nebuchadnezzar. With one exception, chutz mizeh shukodesh. With one exception, where ultimately again, Melech refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which one? Which pasuk? Ant Malka Malchayo di Ola Shmayo. Malchusa chasna v'takva v'yikra yahav loch. We'll say with one exception, when Daniel says, you are the king over kings, heaven and earth belong to you. Right, glory is yours. That, says the Gemara, is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to Nebuchadnezzar. But every other time that Daniel makes a mention of a king, the king being referenced is Nebuchadnezzar. V'yish omrim, others say, af zeh kodesh. Even this name, right? Even the following name is Kodesh as well. Which name? Shene'emar. Because over here the Gemara says, Mari Chama Lisanach Upshara La'arach. Ultimately, again, see here, the Pasuk says, well, the Pasuk, it's a much longer Pasuk. Va'ari Mari Chama Lisanach. Literally, again, you are the master of dreams for your enemies. Upshara La'arach. Leman Kamar. If you want to say that's reference to Nebuchadnezzar, so the Gemara says, Ka'amar le senei usei. So who are the enemies ultimately of Nebuchadnezzar? My nihu Yisrael. We'll say it's the Jews who are the enemies of Nebuchadnezzar. Melat kalayet luhu li Yisrael. Is Daniel cursing Klal Yisrael? Of course not. Therefore, again, that even that king must be a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Daniel is ultimately saying that the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be cursed. The Tanakhama, some of the Tanakhama will say, Sone Yisrael Ika, Sone Ovdei Kochavim Leka. Do you think Nebuchadnezzar's only enemies were Klal Yisrael? Were there no other enemies? Were there no other enemies ultimately for Nebuchadnezzar? Were there no Gentile enemies for Nebuchadnezzar? Of course there were. Therefore, again, those are the enemies that Nebuchadnezzar ultimately is representing. So we'll say, so again, just so you understand, that at the end of the day, the way we got to this was, remember, the Mishnah started off by talking about names of HaKadosh, or names that could be used as for Shavuos. And we've seen that certain names, which are really more descriptive names, can't be used for Shavuos, only real Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we started on that discussion of what is considered to be a name of God, that kind of launched into this entire discussion, where we see names that sometimes refer to God, but yet we see based on the context, sometimes they refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, other time they go ahead and they refer to other things, or other people, I should say. But also the other piece over here, sorry, that's quite fascinating, is this incredible, what we'll call conscription kolal ratio. This idea from David HaMelech, from Shlomo HaMelech, you see Rabosai, that again, there is a certain amount of the population that the king is permitted to conscript into his service, but yet a certain amount that must be dedicated ultimately again to spiritual pursuits as well. Quite fascinating. So let's go weiter. U'bechol kinuyin hare elu chayavin, or minu, yitin Hashem osach la'Allah u'shvua. Rabosai, remember again, this is by the Sota. By the Sota, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you La Allah Ubishua Ma Tamulomar, Falo Kvar Neemar Vishpia Koina Se Isha Bishwa Sa Allah. The Pasuk already said the coin will administer a Shvua Sa Allah, Lufish Neemar, Vishama Kol Allah, Neemar Kan Allah, Veneemar Lahalon Allah. Both say it says over there Allah, use the word Allah, and it says over here Allah. So the Gemara says Ma Allah, Ma Lahalon, Ma Lahalon Shvua, Afkan Shvua, Ma Lahalon Bishem. Afkan b'shem. So we'll say, just like over there, Allah meant a shvuah, and just like over there, Allah meant b'shem, so to Rabbi Abbas means the same. Am Rabbi Elokashia, ha Rabbi Chanina bar Idi ha Rabbanon, the Sanyo, Rabbi Chanina bar Idi Omer, hoil va'amra Torah, hi shava va'al tishava, kila va'al tikala. So we'll say, just like the Torah says, ultimately, that there are times that you must swear, times that you shouldn't swear, times that you should curse, times that you shouldn't curse, right? Ultimately, again, maheshava b'shem. I will say, just like ultimately, again, when you swear, swearing has to be done with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af lo tishava b'shem. So, I will say, in those cases where you're not supposed to swear, that's also a reference to swearing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma kilel b'shem. Just as cursing ultimately is done with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af lo tikalel b'shem. So, I will say, not cursing ultimately is a reference to not cursing with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbanon, what will the Rabbanon say? Igmir gezeira shava ni bay shem hamiyuchad. If we truly learn at the gezeira shava, then Rabbi will say what? It should require the shem hamiyuchad. Ilo gmir gezeira shava. But if you don't learn the gezeira shava, Allah the shvua him in aluhu. Then Rabbi will say, where do you learn out that the Allah is ultimately again a shvua? Nafkalu midisanya. Rabbi will say, we learn out from as follows. Midisanya Allah. Ein Allah ela lashon shvua. So we'll say La Allah itself means a shvua. Dechinu Omer v'ishpiakoin. I say isha b'shvua sa Allah. Hasim shvua sa Allah k'siv. So we'll say, but here's the problem. It doesn't just say Allah over there. What does it say? It says shvua sa Allah. Hachikam. This is what it means to say Allah ein li Allah ela b'shvua. Dechinu Omer v'ishpiakoin esa isha b'shvua sa Allah. We'll say tap of lamed vav. Uminayin lasos shvua she'ini ma Allah. Kishvua shi yeshima Allah. We'll say, how do I know that again, quote unquote, ishvua, without a mention of an Allah, next to it, is the same as the shvua that has mention of an Allah? Ela Talmud Lomar, vishama kol Allah, vishama Allah, vishama kol. Therefore, we'll say the Torah uses three distinct forms of wording, vishama kol Allah, vishama Allah, vishama kol. We'll say ultimately to teach you what? That all of these expressions are mamish, essentially the same, that Allah means Shvuah, Shvuah means Allah, and Rabbi say ultimately we'll see in Yeretz Hashem how to build on that in tomorrow's daf. Shkoyah. Rabbi say, a mazel tov to Morty Garden on his engagement to Alana Lansky. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Twirly this. Twirly.